USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The summer is just starting and temperatures across the country are getting the memo. The sweltering heat is continuing Thursday in the deep south with some areas hitting 110 degrees. Heat advisories are in effect from Florida to the Great Lakes. Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is testifying before the House Financial Services Committee following the Fed's approval of a large interest rate increase. Powell saying the Fed Reserve understands the impact of high inflation and that supply chain disruptions are continuing in Asia and could cause inflation to continue rising.
The surge in prices of crude oil and other commodities that resulted from Russia's invasion of Ukraine is boosting prices for gasoline and fuel and is creating additional upward pressure on inflation.
Inflation sitting at a 40-year high. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The Supreme Court's 6-3 conservative majority struck down a New York state law that requires gun owners to show reason when applying for a concealed weapons permit. New York Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul criticizes the timing of the decision.
It's particularly painful that this came down at this moment. We are still dealing with families in pain from mass shootings that have occurred. The loss of life, their beloved children and grandchildren.
The Biden administration is expected to soon announce a new aid package for Ukraine. Multiple reports say it could be worth up to $500 million. It would reportedly include high mobility artillery rocket systems. That's in addition to new artillery ammo. The war between Russia and Ukraine is hitting the 4-month mark. This as New York City is sending a large shipment of more than 70 pallets of critical supplies to Ukraine, such as hospital beds, medical supplies, and food rations. USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The president is calling on Congress to suspend the federal gas tax through the end of summer in an effort to reduce gas prices. Appearing on Fox News, New York Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik says pausing the federal gas tax is a short-term solution.
This is not going to solve the problem, which is Joe Biden appeasing the radical left, trying to move away from our natural resources.
The president says he believes the United States had to sanction Russian oil so they face consequences for their invasion of Ukraine. The NFL is mourning the loss of a former player and broadcaster.
First off, don't be afraid to fail. If you want something, you better go and get it. Nobody's going to knock at your door and just go and say, here you go, here's a briefcase of money, you're successful. It ain't
going
to work.
NFL legend Tony Siragusa has died at 55 years old. His former Baltimore Ravens teammate Jamal Lewis confirmed on Wednesday. It's a sad day to be a Raven, he said. A cause of death has not been released. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The NBA draft is set for Thursday night at the Barclays Center in New York City. Auburn forward Jamari Smith Jr. is expected to be the first player selected, with the Orlando Magic currently in possession of the number one pick. The Oklahoma City Thunder and Houston Rockets round out the top three. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.